increasingly, though, it's very important to make sure that none of the grades that are going to be used for food or feed contain unacceptable levels of toxic residues. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned the mycology and mm-hmm. effect of field and storage mm-hmm. molds and mm-hmm. understanding, you don't want mm-hmm. stuff like okra toxin, boy,
yeah.
any at all.
Yeah.
And so, but we still have to monitor after
yeah.
the fact. And it was quite interesting that when the organic farmers, or when the organic industry got this good niche market in mm-hmm. Europe, for example, there were pros and cons for the buyer. But first of all, we were never in a position to do any work for the organic industry, because our job, one of the major part, was to make sure that the non-organic grain, the regular grain, was completely acceptable. No unacceptable levels and this sort of thing. So just testing a sample of organic grain doesn't tell you anything.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it might be free from whatever, well, our regular grain is also free.
Mm-hmm.
But the organic people have an itch, and there's the buyer that wants that. Now, that buyer has some negative things to deal with, because he's usually getting it from an organic grower in a fairly small area,
mm-hmm.
and the uniformity is going to be all over the
mm-hmm.
place,
mm-hmm.
and the protein content is going to be all over the place, but he's going to deal with that.
Yeah.
And what he's using it for,
uh-huh.
That would be up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was difficult for us to, we obviously couldn't badmouth the organic industry.
Mm-hmm. Because you didn't test.
There was no, we didn't have any.
Responsibility.
Our job was to make sure that the regular stuff
is
completely okay.
Yeah.
So
that's
we couldn't say, well,
one.
Organic is better.
Yeah.
Better than what?
Yeah.